Well, pressure is building for a major inquiry into the so-called Watergate scandal. At the heart of the matter is a record $80 million of taxpayers' money that was used to buy water rights in 2017 from two Queensland properties owned by Eastern Australia Agriculture. Both it and its parent company, which is based in the well-known tax haven of the Cayman Islands, had close ties with Angus Taylor, who is now the Energy Minister. The Greens have written to opposition leader Bill Shorten, seeking support for a royal commission into the water buyback scheme. Greens leader Richard Di Natale is speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Richard Di Natale, good morning.
Morning, Ellie.
We'll get to water in a moment, but if I could first ask you about these terror attacks in Sri Lanka. More than 200 people have been killed. Is there anything Australia could be or should be doing to help out here?
Oh, well, we should offer any support, any possible assistance to the people of Sri Lanka. I mean, this is a shocking, horrific act of brutality. People, some of them in prayer on Easter Sunday, others on holidays. It's just, it's shocking, and we should do everything we can, and we give our support to the Australian government to provide whatever assistance is possible. And of course, we do everything we can to prevent these senseless acts of violence.
Let's get going on these water buybacks. Now, they occurred as a part of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. There's going to be a review of the plan that's already legislated. So why then the need for a royal commission?
Because the history of this plan, Alison, is that there has been corruption and mismanagement. We saw a royal commission conducted by the South Australian government. The findings of that were damning. We had the federal government intervene and refuse to allow federal bureaucrats to participate in that royal commission. We know that there has been theft. We've seen the diversion of irrigation channels. We've seen meter tampering. And this is just the latest chapter in a long-running sore that is the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. This is one of Australia's most precious natural assets. Many communities rely on it. We need a healthy river to ensure that people whose livelihood depends on that river system so that it's managed appropriately, and we're just not getting that with the current plan.
But with this latest chapter, the $80 million which was paid to Eastern Australia Agriculture, now the government may have paid over the odds for this water licence, and it may have been an unusual arrangement to be doing business with a company that's domiciled in the Cayman Islands. But none of this is illegal, even though you've mentioned corruption. Could this just be another example of a government being a bit wasteful with taxpayers' money?
Oh, it's more than wasteful. I mean, this verges on corruption, and that's why we do need to see a full-throated investigation. We should have an immediate audit, but we do need a royal commission here. I mean, when you've got governments handing out taxpayer money to companies that reside in places like the Cayman Islands, notorious tax dodgers, what we have is a national scandal. And every single hardworking farmer whose livelihood depends on a healthy river system should be appalled at what's going on here. I mean, this is the sort of thing that would come right before not just a royal commission, but if we had a national anti-corruption watchdog, which is something the Greens have been campaigning on now for many, many years. It's the sort of circumstance that would force a referral. I mean, I'm appalled at what's gone on here when it comes to the management of this river. Now, and what you're now seeing is the potential for some MPs to gain benefit from decisions made by the authority.
Well, we have to be very careful about that, Richard Di Natale, because no doubt you're referencing Angus Taylor, who was involved with this country. But he had given up any interest in the company before he entered Parliament in 2013. And according to his office, he has never had any direct or indirect financial interest in the company. Now, given there was, however, a $52 million profit made from this buyback, who do you think would have benefited?
Well, we don't know, and it's not just about this immediate circumstance. We know that previous decisions, that there have been very clear links with the National Party and members of the National Party in terms of some of the decisions that have been made and who benefits. We simply don't know, and it is why we do need to have a royal commission. We've got a bill that we introduced to the Parliament this year to have a royal commission established. We hope that Bill Shorten and the Labor Party will support it if they win the next election, because it's long overdue. This is one of those areas that highlights the failure of governance, the failure of leadership, and says everything about this government, where it's more interested in looking after its mates than it is in actually making sure we have a healthy river system for future generations.
Okay, so you're saying that the government was just looking after its mates. Your focus is on the water purchases signed off by the former Water Minister Barnaby Joyce, but he says he had no role in determining either the price or the vendor. This was done at arm's length by the Murray-Darling Basin Authority in conjunction with the Commonwealth water holder. That's how it's done under the law. Isn't that the way these water buybacks have always been managed, including by the former Labor government?
If that is the case, then that would be determined under oath through a Royal Commission. I mean, if indeed that everything is above board, then those facts will be determined through a comprehensive, wide-ranging Royal Commission into the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. We have no faith in this government to manage this precious water resource in the interests of all Australians. This is something that doesn't belong to the National Party. It doesn't belong to individual members of Parliament. It belongs to all of us. And the management of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan is critical if we're going to continue to see, firstly, a healthy river and communities that rely on that river all the way down the line, so that their kids and grandkids are able to derive the benefits from a healthy river that people have enjoyed until now.
Richard Di Natale, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to take you to the National Energy Guarantee. Bill Shorten revealed on the weekend that a Labor government would seek to legislate the NEG regardless of whether it's supported post-election by the Coalition. Under that scenario, would the Greens pass the NEG in the Senate?
We need to see the detail of legislation, Ali. We know that the NEG was designed to appease the climate deniers inside the Coalition. This was a plan that was put together.
Yeah, but we're talking about after the election, if Labor wins government.
Sure, but I think it's important to acknowledge that the NEG was designed to get the support of people like Tony Abbott, to get the support of people like Barnaby Joyce. That's what this energy policy was designed to do. Now, we'll look at the detail of any energy policy that's put forward, and of course our overarching approach to this will be, does it improve the trajectory we're on? Is it a step forward, or does it continue to lock in the status quo? I mean, Ellie, we have 10 years in which to act. We're losing the Murray-Darling Basin. The Great Barrier Reef is on the brink of collapse. Had extraordinary fires, floods. I mean, put the politics aside, we have
okay,
to
so are
urgency,
you prepared? Are
urgency.
You prepared, Richard Di Natale, to put the politics aside and not do what you've done previously and sink an attempt at a carbon emission scheme if it's not pure enough for the Greens? And you've only got 30 seconds.
Ali, we worked with Julia Gillard to get the world's best climate laws up and running, and I've already approached Bill Shorten and offered to work collaboratively and constructively with him in the same way we worked with Julia Gillard. And if we did that, we'd actually have an energy policy that would bring down pollution and bring down prices. That's what we need to see, not something to appease the climate deniers in the Coalition.
Richard Di Natale, thanks again for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Ali.
And that's Greens leader Richard Di Natale speaking with political editor Alison Carabine. He was speaking from Coolangatta, where he's taking part in the Stop Adani convoy. RN Breakfast approached the former Water Minister Barnaby Joyce and the current Water Minister David Littleproud for interviews, but they were unavailable. But after 8, we'll be joined by the Coalition's campaign spokesman, Simon Birmingham.